We're doing Sefer Masiyot. We were in the middle of the story of Nakdimon ben Gurion, who borrowed a stream or a bunch of pits of water for the Jewish people who would ascend to be Ole Regel, and he took it upon himself to return all the water or pay that noble, pay him loaves of silver, 12 loaves of silver. And when the day came, he went into the temple and prayed, and the rain came pouring down. And when he came out of the temple, he met with the noble, and the noble said, "Yeah, but you know what? I still want the money because it's nightfall. You have to prove to me that night hasn't yet come and that the rain fell during the time that the streams were yours. I believe the rain fell after nightfall and you passed the deadline and you owe me the money, and now the rain fell into my property and you have to pay up." So what was Nakdimon supposed to do? So Nakdimon went back to the temple and said, "Master of the worlds, just as you did great kindness with me the first time, do kindness with me a second time." And Hashem accepted his prayer, and the sun shone, and in that he was saved from the hands of the noble, and that's why he was given the nickname Nakdimon, the one who caused the sun to come out. Nakdimon, Nakdalo Chama, the sun came out on his behalf. It's not only the rain that came out, it was the sun that came out on his behalf too. And the third great wealthy noble that lived at that time was Tzitzit HaKeset. And he was named that for two reasons. One is because he'd sit on a special sofa among other important people. That's why he was called HaKeset, he who sat on the chair, on the sofa. And the second one is because his chair, his throne, his sofa was among the great leaders, just like the tzitzit is intertwined in the talis, so too he was intertwined with others. So this is the way the Sefer Masiyot explains it. We have in our sources, it says that his tzitzis would be supported by fine silk. His tzitzis never hit the floor. He always had nice carpeting around him. And that's why he was called that. But he gives a different interpretation here. And there was a man, he was a Talmud Chacham, he was a pious person, he was a humble person, and he asked Hashem in heaven who would be his friend in the world to come. And he fasted for a period of time, and he prayed, and he begged, and finally he had a dream. And this person who had invested his time learning Torah, doing acts of kindness, being a pious, modest person, is told in his dream, so-and-so the butcher is going to be your neighbor in the world to come. So he gets up in the morning and he's very worried. And this story is quoted in the Medrash Tanhuma. And when the Medrash Tanhuma quotes the story, the Medrash Tanhuma begins with the following introduction. Don't think that Torah is about academics alone. The prime point of the Torah is the action, living up to the ideals of the Torah. It's not just about the theory, studying, philosophy. And the story is told in the Medrash Tanhuma about Rabbi Shimon, the great Rabbi Shimon, the Tana, who asked that Hashem should show him his lot in the Garden of Eden. And Hashem showed him that he's going to be neighbors with this butcher. So that's the way the Medrash Tanhuma gives us the story. But in the Sefer Masiyot, he doesn't identify the sage. He just says it was a Talmud Chacham. And when he got up, he was worried, and he was sighing, and he was troubled, and he started fasting and praying, and he figures maybe he needs more information, and they tell him in a dream again, "We already told you that he is going to be your neighbor in the world to come."
Does he not like this butcher?
He figures a butcher, you know, he spent his whole life learning Torah, and this butcher, he thought...
He's a blind Torah, though.
Okay, but he thought that, how could it be? So he wept over this, and a voice came out from heaven and said to him, "If you wouldn't be as pious as you are, and if you didn't have as many good deeds as you do, you should know you deserve to be killed." Why are you so upset that I told you that the butcher is your neighbor? Do you know what's the story of this butcher? And that's where we'll pick up next time, Mizrach Hashem.